Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Thump Local, where we are untangling the web of online marketing. I am Rich Healy, the RH Factor, along with none other than Ronald Lane Wilpon.
Army training, sir.
What's up? What's going on?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good evening.
What time frame are we? Time zone are we?
What do you like? What do you have? Sleep apnea?
Oh, like in Brazil right now.
He slept with the football games.
Yeah. What do you call those people that can't
snores?
College kids.
No, necrophiliac or something like that.
No, necrophiliacs.
No.
Take that. And no, I know you're talking about
insomniacs. Arachnophobias.
Wake up.
Anyway, the people that can't sleep, they don't know whether it's day or night or whatever the hell it is.
Those are called older adults.
Yeah. And our man over here who makes us sound good and look good.
Crash,
baby. What's going on?
You got to look good.
You got to look good. And that's why I only wear high-bar shirts when we're doing a show, of course.
And you look good.
I happen to think I look great, but that could be me being a legend in my own mind. You know what I mean?
Our time.
So.
What's cooking?
So. Once again, looking forward to another great show.
You did a great rendition of Derek.
Well,
with
I'm channeling
opening.
My inner Derek Bliss. You
I thought
know
you
mean?
Do your own thing, but it's okay. You sounded good.
So thank you. I appreciate that. So,
what's going on?
You know, a couple weeks ago we had Mike Grimm on. He was talking a lot about social media and stuff, and I think it might be something that, although we mention, we don't necessarily mention how important it is. To necessarily, of course, I think everybody nowadays knows that they need to have some presence on Facebook, on Instagram.
Not everybody thinks that, but they should, but they don't.
You're correct. Yeah. They should. But what I wanted to kind of get into today is a little bit more about the importance to have a consistent a consistent message, because we've seen, obviously, with our clients over the last couple of years, but just really kind of like in the last week, a couple of our accounts or clients got some really, really, really good clients, and it was primarily because they had a consistent message that they've stayed with for a while. You know, you mention it all the time. It might not happen tomorrow. Like, you put a Facebook ad up and a Facebook post up, and it's not like someone's going to call you like you're on Google.
All that stuff. And there's been the gurus of social media, like even your buddy Gary Vee always speaks about social media as a long-term play, a long-term strategy to help boost your brand, give you credibility online. You know that if you're on Facebook or you're on Instagram or you're on Twitter, it gives the consuming public out there the idea that you guys know what you do, and it validates your brand. It isn't necessarily something that somebody does initially for phone calls like you would do on Google, but eventually that does happen. I mean, we know companies out there. We have a client that somebody saw their post in Long Island, and they're in the railing iron works and railing business.
And there would be no way for this person to be,
it was an Instagram photo that
right.
they saw.
Right.
And brought a designer, architect, loved his work. And now he has done a multitude of houses in the marketplace in Long Island because of the work that some architect saw in Instagram.
And
it just takes a while.
And it opened this particular client up to a community that is very protective of themselves.
Oh, and don't go there.
No. I'm just saying that, they have to you have to earn their trust. But if you do, this could be completely, it's like a treasure trove. I mean, they just opened up the vault for this guy and the business that he's now received, because of course he does great work. Obviously, he's our client. But they saw him online. He went and he did a job for them. They loved it. And now it's basically kind of like opened up this amazing opportunity for him.
Yeah, Google has the way of ranking websites and businesses based upon their activity and their presence online. And one of the biggest aspects of that grading system is your activity on social media. So it behooves most companies out there to have a regiment of posts and put ads at some point on Facebook, Insta, Twitter maybe, Pinterest. Pinterest is a big social media platform for companies that are all visually oriented. I'm selling rugs and furniture and wallpaper and all that kind of stuff that have to do with decorating and designing and building my home space. So that is something that we push with clients, and we just try, and the discussion you're talking about right now is to just put it in perspective of what's to be expected when I invest some dollars and time and energy into social media marketing.
Right, because this is something that, unlike a Google AdWord, like, so Google AdWords, they have to actually click into your website and get there to potentially see your photos on your website, whereas on Facebook and Instagram, those photos with your phone number, you know, and an ad is there already. So if the ad is appealing and the ad is visually appealing as well, you could get, you know, great, I mean, great opportunities. I mean, who's not on Facebook? Who's not on Instagram? Everybody is. So for you not to be there as a business owner would almost be like saying, I don't want to be where everybody is, which doesn't really even make sense, correct?
Correct.
So, I look.
I was just thinking, like, we just had this crazy election. So one thing I'm thinking about, too, is I know there's a lot of companies out there that they're large enough. They can say whatever they want because they're big enough. It doesn't really matter. But small and mid-sized companies, clients that we deal with, the majority of family-owned businesses should totally stay away from all that stuff because you're going to alienate too many people one way or the other until, you know, maybe we get to a part where we're all getting along a little bit better right now. Keep it all about the business. Keep it all positive. Share your expertise out there with people. Let them learn what you do and how you do it. And let them see how other people perceive you and the value of your services, and stay away from everything else out there right now.
Well, everything else doesn't necessarily help that particular business. Like, they don't care whether you like Trump or whether you like Obama. I just want to know, do you make great railings? I couldn't care less. And frankly, I don't want to know, because, like you said, it could potentially aggravate me, or even worse, my wife, or something like that. So you don't want to have that happen.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't want to have that happen. Once you get on her bad side, you're in trouble, Crash. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know? So I mean, don't do anything that could potentially alienate.
That's what alienate.
What'd I say?
You said alienate.
Annoy. Yeah. Aggravate, annoy, whatever it is. Any of those things, don't do that.
But be active. You can go to companies such as Thump Local, and we provide those kind of services all the time. You can be active yourself. You can, if you're not good at that stuff, there's got to be somebody within your organization, some younger, you know, person in your office or at your plant or whatever that is active in social media, and they can start doing some posts and building a following, because it's about building a following. Because if you have nobody following and liking your page to begin with, then it's that billboard in the desert where nobody's going to see anything. So you want to build that following, and then you want to start putting out messages, consistent messages about what you do, your quality and value.
So, and you said consistent.
Consistent.
Yeah. So one of the things that you do well, this is a compliment I'm going to give him.
I do well, or you do well?
No, you do this really well with our clients. So when you sit with a client, you explain to them when we discuss social media with them that they have to get their office and their employees engaged. God bless you. Did he blow me a kiss or something like that? You have to get your employees engaged, and I cannot believe we'll go into a.
But we do it all the time. You have to just keep on.
Oh my God.
But it takes a while, so you just got to keep on pushing.
So the point we're trying to make is that if you have, you know, some of you guys have companies that are, you know, 10, 12, 14 people.
And 100 those people.
Could you can. But if even if you have only 10, 12, 14 people, 5 people, those people have significant others. They have parents. They have family and friends. Those are great people to kind of get the word out to.
They got kids.
Children, right? So you need to, those people should be liking and sharing your posts so that their friends and family
put up their own posts too.
Put up their own post to get some more engagement from your employees. Because if your employees can't even be engaged,
it should be a part of their responsibilities as an employee.
Oh my God, 100%. 100%. So it's vital. It's important for the growth of the business to have a very healthy social media presence, because that's where everybody is today. Like you mentioned before, our buddy Gary Vee says, where is all the attention at? All of the attention is...
Attention.
This guy's going to correct everywhere. I'm not... I'm tired. Where is all of the attention at? All the attention is on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest. So you need to make sure that people can see you in the light that you want to be seen there. You have very creative posts. And now...
Videos. Need lots of videos.
I was just going to videos. So you want to have really cool videos. And once again, the message has to be consistent. Do something every day. It could be a post. It could be a video. Do a tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks.
So Joe the plumber. Oh, I'm a plumber. I don't know how to, you know, I don't need to do social media. Baloney. You know, you're fixing a toilet. Go show somebody a how to fix a toilet. What?
No, I thought you said something else.
What?
Baloney? That's good. Yeah.
I said baloney.
It was good.
Is that not kosher?
No. And it's true. That's what they got to do. Everybody has knowledge to share with everybody else.
If this is the field that you're in, you should be an expert in that.
If you're not, go find another job.
Yeah, if you're not, you know, maybe you want to do sanitation. You don't need to be an expert to do sanitation. But, yeah, so I guess the point
What's the point?
The point is to keep a consistent message.
Go on Facebook. Go on to Insta.
Make sure you have your page
Go on
created.
To Pinterest. Pinterest. LinkedIn is a big deal, too. If you're, you know, more business-to-business type of businesses out there and you need to, and you service other businesses, it certainly makes sense to have to grow a following there, to put out your message there, to let people know that you're around and this is what you do and contact us. It's a great platform for that kind of stuff.
And the beautiful thing is that this could all be kept very locally. So you don't have to go for huge budgets.
I say go for huge budgets.
You spend should.
But
if you had a $5 a day budget or a $10 a day budget, fun on a budget, as you like to say, you spend it on social media.
I don't like to say that.
Well, you've said that before. It's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, but it's not to the clients.
Well.
I'm talking about for you when you take the kids out.
Oh, yeah, right. Fun on a budget, right. So spend as much as you possibly can, obviously. But even if you don't have money to spend, you got to spend something. You got to have a presence there.
Marketing 101. You have to have a budget for marketing. If you don't, you're going to lose out to your competitors.
Unseen, untold is unsold, baby.
Unseen, untold is unsold.
Right? We will be right back after this message.
Yeah.
If you're a business owner in charge of your company's digital marketing, finding the right company to trust with your digital advertising dollars can be challenging. Not with Thump Local. Thump Local is a rapidly growing digital marketing agency. They're so confident in their work, instead of driving you directly to their website, they want you to check out their reviews for yourself. Google Thump Local. That's THUMP Local. Call 516-796-0009 or just send an email to radio@thumplocal.com to set up a free consultation.
Let's talk about our friends over at High Bar Shirt Company, located in Newark, New Jersey. Now, they are one of the oldest men's shirt manufacturers in the U.S., and all of their shirts are made with premium quality fabrics to give you the best shirt you've ever had. Now, with the holidays right around the corner, don't wait any longer. Don't wait online. Go online to highbossshirt.com to get that special shirt for that special someone. High Boss Shirt Company. American quality, American value, American made. And now I wanted to mention...
I was going to say, what a great job you did on that new commercial for Hybar for the holidays.
Thank you, thank you.
Guys, this is a great time to get some great shirts for the holiday time.
And we love Hybar shirts. But let's not forget our friends over at Plaza College. Now, these guys are located at 11833 Queens Boulevard. That's 11833 Queens Boulevard in Forest Hills. Check them out on their website at plazacollege.edu. Call these guys at 718-779-1430 for more information. Now, just a little bit about the college. They've been in over 100 years in existence with the state-of-the-art campus, classroom settings. They maximize the learning potential over there for... Now, if you're looking to get into the healthcare field, the dental field, the business world, the legal arena, paralegals, court reporters, stenographers, Plaza College is the place to go to get that degree that you need, to get you the job that you need. But more importantly, Plaza College is going to help you get that job that you're looking for. So check them out online at plazacollege.edu or give them a call. Don't forget 718-779-1430 to get your career started today. Also, wanted to mention our good friends at Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters. I said it correctly.
I know. They got to come up with a new name.
I know. Yeah. Something a little easier. But go online and see them at WCMPlaw.com. That's WCMPlaw.com. Their number is 718-304-0550. Now, these guys, if you've been in an accident, you've been in a construction accident, these are the guys you want to call. You don't want to take chances with your case with anybody else. These guys have won $500 million for their clients.
With a B?
Billion dollars. $500 million. That's a lot of freaking money for their clients. So if you're hurt, you got hit by a car, you're in a construction accident, bit by a dog, anything that you've been injured, you got to call these guys. Don't trust your case to anybody else. Call the guys over at Weinstein, Chase, Messinger, and Peters, 718-304-0550. They'll fight for you.
Wow. That was a mouthful.
Welcome back.
You did a good job. I was thinking, when you're talking about social media, part and parcel to the whole social media world is the world that we live in, which we talk about all the time, which is reviews.
Right.
And maybe we should talk about a little bit about review stars and how important that is for the businesses and how it relates to social media.
Well, it's tremendously important, obviously. Obviously.
That, it's the music.
ReviewStars.com, bad at some things, good at reviews.
You want to do that for one brief second about good, want to talk about something that you're bad at?
Okay.
Speaking of bad reviews.
I know what I'm going to say, too.
Yeah, go ahead, say it, because if you don't, I'll say it for you.
Well, how do you know that?
I know where you're going.
I am bad at finishing things that I get started in the house. So I will partially complete a task, and I finish that task.
I bet you have a reminder, though.
I have the best reminder, but she is she's good about that, of reminding me. But yeah, I do have a few things around the house that need to get taken care of, and I am bad at finishing them after I've already started them. So that's what I'm bad at.
That's good. And I am bad at minding my own business.
No.
Yes.
No.
Which really? Is why we won't talk about Crash's 3-inch wallet.
3 inches?
This guy has a wallet with Lego cards in it and all kinds of other, a fishing license and all that kind of stuff, and it's none of my business. But now the whole world knows that he carries around a wallet that's about 18 pounds. I don't get it, but it's none of my business. Anyway.
I mean, if you look at this thing...
That's dangerous, I got to tell you.
I mean, like...
Some people actually carry that in the back of their... in the back pocket, which I don't get, which then they have back problems from. At least you carry it in your front palm. But you can use that as a weapon in the New York subway system,
right? I have
right?
used it twice in self-defense.
Just to throw it at somebody.
To give you a visual of what this thing looks like, if you took like a brick and you folded the brick in half.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
That's what it would look like. Yeah. I mean, that thing is tremendous.
Okay, but it's none of my business anyway.
No. What do you want to say?
So we're going to talk about reviews.
Yep.
So I was thinking about reviews, and I was thinking reviews. We're all used to reviews for food, Yelp reviews, TripAdvisor reviews. Everybody needs reviews nowadays, and prior to Yelp kind of pushing the whole process, because I really think it was them. Then Google got into the game to push reviews. Then Thump got into the name, so it was Yelp, Google, then Thump local. That's now everybody's doing it. Right, I like to think actually, for some small regional agencies, we were in the forefront.
100%.
That's why we have a website, reviewstars.com.
Yep.
Mint. So I was thinking, like, even one of near and dear to me and my family, Essa Bagel in New York, pretty well known bagel place.
Can I plug them?
Because we're like going to help. We're trying to work with them right now. Do some things to grow some of their, you know, one of their locations. So, and they're opening down the street from us right here.
Right. So,
but I was just saying that they have thousands of reviews online.
The location that you just mentioned over there, they got to go in and see Beverly or David. Tell everybody what that location is.
The location is basically on the east side of First Avenue and 18th Street in Stuyvesant Village. Their original location was on 21st and 1st, and they moved a little bit down the street and across the way into a beautiful, brand-new location. They are serving up still the best bagels in New York, my personal preference, although I don't eat a lot of them, but luckily millions of people eat bagels all the time, and they're very well-known so all around the world. Essa Bagel is known really all around the world. They do a lot of catering. They'll be catering here soon at the station because they're opening another location right down the corner here.
So it's Sunday. It's Sunday evening. Tomorrow morning is Monday, obviously. Monday comes after Sunday.
It does.
You definitely want to go there. If you've never been there before, you definitely want to go there. Try a bagel for breakfast. You will absolutely not be disappointed. And now, even more so, because the holiday season's rolling around, you got your holiday parties coming up in your office.
They do cater.
They cater. But you got to go in there, Ron, and you got to have
whitefish salad.
The whitefish salad. Krish, have you ever been to Essa Bagel?
No, can't say I have.
You haven't? So we got to get this guy some whitefish salad. Are you like a...
We're going to bring platters up here.
This is like tuna fish on steroids. It's like unbelievable. I tell
you, any of the bagel places around here, they've been around for almost 50 years. Most of the other bagel places learned from them, these hand-rolled bagels. The recipe came out of Austria.
Right. So, but the point is that the reason why we got onto Essa Bagel is because of their reviews are really, really good, and they have a lot of reviews. And now that we're going to start tying that into their social media program, obviously it's something they need to do, but just like everybody out there.
But again, food, it's one more thing. Say, look, if everybody ever wanted to, they can go to essabagel.com, essabagel.com, and go look, although we're redoing their website, but go online. They ship bagels, they deliver platters and stuff, or
that's
you can always call them.
SHIP bagels.
Good.
Ship bagels. And you can always reach them at 212-260-2252. That is their name. And again, Bev, Dave, Mike over there. But I was going to say, so that's where it all started with food, because foodies are telling other foodies, you got to go try this food. But it's now gone to car dealerships, lawyer firms, shirt manufacturers. And it's going everywhere. So it's important. So about social media that we're saying all tonight, about building your presence online and being consistent, a big part of that whole social world is building, managing your reviews. And just because you have 872 reviews, I need new reviews all the time anyway. I don't want to live on my laurels where my last review on Google was 7 months ago. Google doesn't like that, so we want to consistently build reviews all the time.
Well, social media, they say, is now the new word of mouth, right? So you're in your community, you're in your neighborhood, it's the new word of mouth, people are going to see your posts, they're going to see your ads, and then they go look at your reviews.
Okay, so if they need some help with that, what they can go to...
they could give a company like Thump Local a call at 516-796-0009, and they could ask for the RH Factor or a Ronald Lane.
Well, they can talk to anybody Wilmont, there. Or anybody. Anybody will engage you over there. But it's really important. Social media is a big deal these days. It's going to play for your long-term health and growth online. Just like your commercial said, don't wait in line. Go online now. Everything's about online. Want to build a great, consistent presence on social media, and you got to tie that in with your reviews. If you don't have any, you got to build them. If you got a bunch, you need more. If you got bad ones, you need good ones. If you got good ones, you need more good ones.
Right.
Never don't stop. Rest. Yeah. Because your next client could be somebody else's unless you talk them into coming to you. Give them a reason.
You got to give them a reason to call. I think, Ronald, we are just about, unfortunately...
you have a minute. Sing us a song.
Sing us a song on piano. What? I don't know how to sing.
Wait, you're doing good.
I don't even know the words to the song.
Okay, reviews.
Reviews.
So again, Thump Local, we do social marketing. We help build reviews. We'll do SEM, search engine marketing. We do websites. We do anything online to get you in front of your
social media customers. Influencers now, Ronald.
Get on the phone, go online, call us, email us.
At radio@thumplocal.com. Radio@thumplocal.com.
We're here to help. Have a great evening. Drive safely home. Think about us in the morning. Go buy a shirt tomorrow. Go to Essebagel. If you need a lawyer, got one around
Weinstein,
the corner.
Chase, and Messenger.
And go online. Peters. You see all the websites we have on our website. Go to any of our clients. Go have a great night.
Good night, everybody.